You don't see how one of the greatest evils of Christianity died, man in peace. The day he was about to be martyred, Stephen looked. In the middle of all this, God stopped everything on earth for men. And there stood a martyr, the eagle of the early church. And all of a sudden, the mob stood there with rocks in their hands, and they began to drop their coats. And the Saul of Tarsus was one says, "I'll be glad to hold the coat. I'm not going to throw any rocks, but I'll hold the coat." That was Saul. And look at the face of the young boy, said a face like an angel. And all of a sudden, right before they killed him, in Acts chapter 7, it says Stephen stopped and looked up, and Saul, the Son of God, standing at the right hand of the throne. Now, what in the world would cause Jesus Christ, who's seated in a place of honor, to stand up? Have you ever found in the Bible where Jesus Christ was standing at the right hand of God? I just told you what. Before Stephen died, he focused his eyes on the Son, not the rulers who were going to kill him. And when he looked up, God said, "Stop it all. Open heaven. Watch this." And Jesus stood at the temple and looked right down at Stephen. And when he died, he stood dying as he saw Jesus stand up, saluting him. Jesus gave Stephen the highest honor that a martyr and a Christian can have. He gave him a standing ovation and let him sit before he died. And that's why he died in the same spirit. Because when he closed his eyes, he said, "God, lay not this sin to the charge." And the next time his eyes opened again, he was standing at the throne room of heaven, eyeball to eyeball, with the same Jesus Christ who he watched the day he died. He stood there. Jesus was still standing there attention when Stephen went home. You hang out around your board next. You hang out around your life every day. You hang around that. You hang that over the things you think are not worth the plan of God. You keep your eyes and eagle on Simon. I'm going to tell you something here. He'll stand for you. He will give you the ovation of a hero. Because I'm going to tell you, if you give it to Stephen, it's possible for every one of us to get it. You die like the eagle, but you fly like the eagle. And you live like the eagle. And you develop that same spirit. And even the things that I'm not able to give you tonight, because of the time and all the other things, you've been very patient. I knew you would be. I don't know if you're impressed with the eagle, but you better be impressed with the character of God, because he says, "I use the eagle to express." That's the kind of Lord he serves. That's the kind of Lord, the awesome God, I want you kids to fall in love with. I want you to be obsessed with him. I want you to love him so much you can look through anything in this world and never lose sight of the fact that he has a claim on me and eternity is at stake, and I will not be bought off by every other trick that all the other gutless powers in my tent. I'd rather walk alone in the name of Christ than crawl with all these other idiots. You have that spirit? My God, you're going to change it. You don't give some of us a reason to get up every day. I have no illusions about why I do what I do. These kids give me strength. They give me power. I sell my soul for them. I already have. I'm just fool. I guess I'm glad that they all don't know it. They take advantage of me. Let's pray. Father, I'm always in awe of your character. I'm always impressed with your plan. Even these brief analogies that I pulled recklessly out of my soul tonight, I thank you that you're able to even make a point with them. But the point is that you have told us that we have the capability of developing the spirit in the heart of the eagle, because it's the heart of Christ who rode the greatest of all storms and was lifted higher than all man, even if it meant dying on that cross for my sins. And Father, I know he's coming back as an eagle. He will catch us together in the air. And we will forever be with you. And I know that that homecoming could be around the corner, especially in the miserable period of human history we live. But dear God, how dare we allow the storms to cause us to lose our perspective and our nature, and that is to fly above it all. Father, whatever you want to say tonight to the heart of some family, some individual, some father, some guy or girl, whatever you want to say to them, whether it be the fact that they may even be here and they've never had the birth of the spiritual eagle in their soul, they have never known Jesus Christ, the greatest of all the great leaders,
the imperial king of the universe, the greatest of all eagles, Jesus Christ. And Father, if they're here tonight without Christ, please may the Holy Spirit do your work in their lives and souls, that all they need to do is realize it, that his death, burial, and resurrection, the payment for our sin has been removed, the debt is gone, the payment has been paid in full, and all they got to do is say, I believe. God, I accept it in my weakness. But then God, show us how to prepare ourselves, show us how to isolate ourselves, because Father, I know that eagles never fly in flocks. It's often sometimes a very lonely trail to fly alone, but we know that you fly with us, and that you hold us up and you sustain us. Even the invisible wind, the power of the Spirit lifts us when all other things would tear us down. God, teach us through your word to respect you. Teach us through your word to have an occupation with you, and continue to bring us back together in the challenge and opportunities that you would provide us in this day and time. Sanctify this study, this night, and all these wonderful people who have the privilege and even the gracious honor of sitting here tonight and listening to the truth in spite of the community. All of this I say thank you, Father.